It's 3:19, Monday, March 4th, calling the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Robert Montenegro, our current House Labor and Commerce Secretary, Robert, and Nate Williams from the Juneau LIO, and our committee staff, Ashley Strauch. Members present are Representative Hannon, Representative Fields, Representative Tallarico, Representative Stutes, and Co-Chairman Ledoux, and I am Representative Wohl. We have a quorum to conduct business. Today's agenda is to a confirmation hearing of a member of the Marijuana Board, Christopher Jaime, and that is our only order of business for today. So we members have received the appointee's application. And I believe the appointee is on the line, so we'll hear from him, and we can have questions and any public or phone-in testimony. So without any further ado, Mr. Jaime, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, thank you for calling in today, and if you want to make a statement, and then the committee will have questions. We'll have public questions and take it from there. So if you're ready to make a...
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I have just a short statement. I'd like to say good afternoon to the members of the Labor and Commerce Committee. First, I want to apologize for not being present. I'm currently down here in Kentucky attending the Southern Police Institute. I'd like to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedules. I'm honored to be speaking with you this afternoon. So a little bit about myself. I've lived in Alaska for the last 26 years and been employed with the Department of Public Safety for the last 18. During my time with the Department of Public Safety, I've had the privilege of living and raising my children in several communities throughout the state. I lived in Anchorage, Sitka, Fairbanks, Nome, and now Soldotna. I've worked both in the Division of Alaska State Troopers and the Division of Alaska Wildlife Troopers. I've had a diverse career where I've had the opportunity to work in an urban setting, a rural setting at a Nome, and enforce wildlife statutes and regulations throughout the state. These assignments have made me the troop that I am today. To give me a well-rounded perspective of the needs and challenges facing the state. I'm grateful for Governor Dunleavy to appoint me to the Marijuana Control Board. I understand that the citizens of Alaska voted to legalize the cultivation, consumption, and distribution of marijuana. I'm not looking at expressing any of my personal views of marijuana or voting against the will of people. I plan on taking a common sense approach while on the board and regulating marijuana from a public safety perspective. I will be receptive to the industry's needs and weigh all decisions through the prism of law. I've been contacted and actually went down to Peace Fog Botanicals, which is a cultivator there in Kenai, and walked through their business and received a detailed explanation of the challenges that they face. On the same day, from there, I went over to High Bush Buds in Soldotna and spoke with the owner there, and she provided me a tour of the business. I've shown the whole process from seed to sale. It's very interesting, and I'm excited for this opportunity. I also wanted to relate to the committee that I have not received any policy direction from the governor's office nor from my department. Members of the board, I'd like to thank you one more time for this opportunity and look forward to the rest of my confirmation process.
Thank you for your statement, Mr. Jaime. We have questions from the committee. Representative Ledoux.
So I just have one question for you, and I just want to get your thoughts on it. Are we pronouncing it correctly, Mr. Jaime?
Yes, you are, Chairwoman.
So you're a current state employee. So what would be your reaction or your concern if, as a current state employee, you were contacted by the governor's office, for example, when there was a regulation or something like that up for consideration, and the governor's office had a certain perspective on things? Would you, as a state employee, be at all concerned if your position on that didn't exactly gel with that of the administration?
Chairman Ledoux, I would not, actually. Now, this is an appointed position. I believe in my values and beliefs. I take any input they have into consideration, but ultimately any decision made for the board would be my own as the public safety chairperson.
Can I just have one follow-up? Sure. Are you part of the PSEA?
No, ma'am, I am not.
So you wouldn't have any union protections then?
No, ma'am. Well, I'm associated with the Supervisors Union.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And what follow-up? What do you mean you're associated with the Supervisors Union? Are you a member of it?
Yes, ma'am. Once you become a lieutenant in for the troopers, you change unions from PSEA to SU.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Jaime, for putting your name forward. My question today is about your experience in law enforcement and the variety of crimes across Alaska, and I'm wondering if you could comment on the number of deaths, assaults, sexual assaults, et cetera, that you've seen under the influence of alcohol versus the influence of marijuana consumption.
Ma'am, I don't have any numbers in front of me, or through the chair. I'd like to address Representative Hannon's question. I don't have any numbers in front of me. I'm currently, like I said, in Kentucky. Throughout my time in Nome, I responded to a lot of suicides, deaths of various natures, primarily a lot of them they concerned alcohol, but there was always drugs in the region. Primarily
marijuana
at the time I was out there.
Follow up?
I guess I'm, and without specific numbers, and I know that that makes law enforcement always a little nervous to work off the cuff, but I was in social sciences. And sort of the antidote that we usually hear in public safety and corrections is, somewhere of 90 to 95% of our crime engages with alcohol-related behaviors, DUIs resulting in deaths, but very little violent crime with marijuana influenced. And I'm just wondering if you anecdotally had encountered something different than that, or if that kind of holds true to criminal activity, because that's a perspective that you're bringing to the board for us.
Oh, through the chair, Representative Hannon, once you clarify the question, yes, I would agree with you. Most of the violent crimes or suicides that I investigated did pertain to alcohol significantly more than marijuana.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Oh, sorry.
Can I just make a brief statement?
Sure. Representative Tallarico.
I always like to recognize these folks, and I just want to thank Trooper Jaime not only for his service to the state of Alaska for 18 years in law enforcement, but I also see that he is a veteran in the Army. So I really do appreciate that, and thank you very much for your service.
Thank you. Thank you for that statement. I guess I'll ask a couple questions myself before we open up to public testimony. Let's see. Mr. Jaime, were you familiar with the previous holder of the seat that had the public safety seat on the board?
Chairman, not really. I don't know what happened there. I understand he was the chief of police for the Central Police Department.
Okay. Have you been, prior to being requested to be on this board, were you involved in any sort of local political petitions or that kind of thing, either pro or anti-marijuana?
No, Chairman, I was not.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, have you, I guess one of the questions was sort of asked by Representative Hannon. Have you, in your career in law enforcement, have you, and this is just my own curiosity, ever arrested anyone for only the use of marijuana and not in connection with other violations, but simply for the use or possession of marijuana?
Mr. Chairman, no, I have not. I've issued several summons throughout my career, back when it was a misdemeanor to possess in public, but I've never arrested anybody for it.
Okay, thank you. I guess in summary, do you feel at all conflicted with your history in law enforcement for enforcing laws when marijuana was illegal to now being on a board regulating its legal use? I mean, I realize you understand that that's going to be your role, but are you in any way conflicted and in some way have to know that you're going to have to deal with that conflict?
Actually, Chairman Wall, I'm not. I'm actually excited about being a part of the regulatory, aspect of regulating this, the drug. It gives me opportunity to actually take part in making sensible laws.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you went towards some facilities in advance of this, too. That's the only questions I have. And I believe I'm going to open it up for public testimony. And I never know if I have to gavel into public testimony. And that, yes, I'll gavel into public testimony. And is there anyone here for public testimony? Seeing none. And is there anyone on the line? Oh, yes, I didn't see that. Okay. And we have some, none in the room, but we have some people calling in. So I will start at the top. We have Chelsea Foster from Anchorage. Chelsea, are you on the line?
Hi, good afternoon.
Could you identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony?
Sure. So my name is Chelsea Foster, and I live in Anchorage. And first, I would like to express my gratitude for the opportunity to comment on the appointment of Christopher Jaime. On to the subject at hand, I just wanted to state on the record that I do hope that this appointment was properly vetted.
I'm sorry, we're having a little bit, or at least I'm having a little hard time hearing you.
Sorry, I'm driving. I'm probably crazy now.
These phone lines aren't...
I'm with you.
Okay, just...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, if you can just proceed slowly and deliberately, that'll be the best.
Sure. So I just wanted to say on record that I hope that this appointment was properly vetted. And with that being said, as long as he is ethical and works with integrity, I don't see why he shouldn't hold a seat. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to Greg Eagle from Kodiak. Greg, if you're on the line, could you identify yourself and your affiliation?
Sure. My name is Greg Eagle. I'm the owner of a limited cultivation facility in Kodiak, Bell's Flats Botanical. Am I coming through okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to say I know it's really important when you have these different people you're putting on the board to for the public safety to keep in mind that it's voted in, the laws were voted in by the state, and it's a big job for all these people to keep things running smoothly. There's a lot of hurdles. I know the enforcement part of the operation for the ANCO board has a real tough time trying to do more than they probably should be doing even.
Hey, Greg, we're losing you there. So if you could, I don't know if you're on a speaker or you're kind of fading in and out. So maybe go a couple sentences back and start over slowly, please.
Where did you lose me at?
Oh, now you're very clear. I don't know. Why don't you just start over?
Okay, I'll start over. I'll try to make it quick. I just want to make sure that I feel like it needs to be stay positive, and it's a business and it's legal, and I know there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but I get concerns about the public safety part, keeping a positive attitude. I just want to make sure that part of it's clear that we need people up there that are just really working to make everything work. Everybody's trying really hard, and that's about it. I appreciate you letting me speak, and that's about it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Greg. Next, we have Carrie Kerrigan. Carrie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. My name is Terry Kerrigan. I am the executive director of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, and I'd like to thank the committee very much for the opportunity to testify. I guess I'm going to kind of echo a little bit of what Chairman Ledoux or the co-chair Ledoux was speaking to, because while the AMIA has not come forward to issue testimony for or against Lieutenant Jaime, we do think that there is some cause for concern with the appointment, unless the employee directories are incorrect and per the lieutenant's testimony, he's still in the employ of the state, and this would make him directly answerable to the governor, and that's our big concern. Governor Dunleavy has made no secret of the fact that he desires to have the alcohol and marijuana control boards erased, and in fact, his nomination of Vivian Stiver shows how disruptive his intentions are, whether these boards remain in place or not. There's really no place for anyone who is under the influence of the governor on the marijuana control board, which sounds like an oxymoron, I guess. But if there's not some way to guarantee a firewall to protect him, because we think that's necessary. We understand how people feel loyalty to their superiors. In the case of a board that is already under attack from the governor's office, there's no real way to assure that the actions that the lieutenant might undertake will be able to be shielded from the influence of the governor if he desires to exert that. We feel that it's critically important for any members of any board representing the voice of the public to make sure that they're impartial and that they're able to perform their duties on behalf of the people of the state. And this may be all but impossible while the lieutenant is an employee of the state in this situation. But from the testimony I've heard, I feel somewhat, I feel like it's promising. He sounds like if he went through a tour with Dolly and Patricia down the Kenai Peninsula, I'm certain he's gotten the background that he would need to understand what the tasks at hand are. And with that, I would yield back my time and thank the chair and the committee for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for your testimony and for the points you brought up. I see no more public testimony. Is there anyone else for public testimony? Seeing none and none in the room and none online, I will close public testimony and we will be back with the committee. Any other questions, comments? I guess I will say in closing that the points clarified by Mr. Kerrigan as far as and Representative Ledoux about being a state employee and also maintaining independence and autonomy on the board. Lieutenant Jaime, you've already stated that you feel that you will be able to do that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
And the other point that Mr. Kerrigan made that I will ask you on the record is the proposal that the alcohol board and the marijuana board be disbanded and the duties of those boards be in the hand of the commissioner. Have you followed this issue? Do you have a position on this? Obviously, if that were to happen, you would not be on the board. Do you take a position on this proposal?
I've thought about that, and that is totally up to the governor's it's his choice to do that or not. I'm not going to make a statement for or against. I think as the Marijuana Control Board, if we decide to do a statement together, I think that's more appropriate than me just voicing my opinion of the governor's proposal.
Okay. Well, let me follow up with maybe a slightly more general question. Do you feel that certain industries, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, or massage or hairdressing or whatever the industry may be, dentists, do you think there's a role for a board composed of both industry professionals and lay people, whether they're public health, public safety, rural, or any other kind? Do you think those industries are best suited by having people from the public representing and making decisions about that board as opposed to strictly professional hired bureaucrats?
The board's always a good thing because you do get a variety of opinions. But so ultimately, it's, you know, if there's fiscal restraints within the government, then you know we'll make do.
Thank you. Representative Hanna has a question.
Thank you. Through the chair, I guess this has my wheels spinning back to, in your job status, will you have to take leave from your job to attend the meetings, or because it requires you to be public safety, are you on the state clock when you're attending meetings? And how will that impact your trooper post?
Through the chair, Representative Hannon, I do believe I get paid for my salary when I attend these board meetings. I'll be in civilian clothes representing the public safety seat. And as far as my post goes, I have supervisors that can come down or sergeants that can also perform my job while I'm gone.
Okay. Thank you. And seeing no more questions from the committee, any closing statements on this appointee? Representative Ledoux.
Well, I just wanted to say that with regard to the concern that I have, it's been a little bit put to rest by the fact that Mr. Jaime is a member of APEA, which I kind of think Supervisors Union, which I think does present some sort of a firewall. Of course, any person who's on boards and commissions can be fired by the governor at will, but that doesn't go for state employees who are under a union contract. So just wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you, Representative Ledoux. And seeing no more questions or comments, I think I go back to Representative Ledoux. And
the Labor and Commerce Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointee and recommends that the following name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration: Christopher Jaime for the Alaska Marijuana Control Board. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Thank you, Representative Ledoux. And this name will be forwarded to the joint session. After we adjourn, please stay behind to sign the confirmation committee report. On that, it's 3:41, and the Labor and Commerce meeting is adjourned.